Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
So we've been talking about deception. Ryan gave a good word last week. And I liked one of the words he expounded on is the word benighted. I'm familiar with that word. So I kind of investigated it too, because words, I'm a word nerd. And I like what it means to be in moral. Okay, to be in moral and intellectual darkness. Isn't that a good word? I gave that to my son. He's going to use it in his Zoom meeting on Tuesday. See how that works? Get it, hear it, take it, spread it, right? That's what you guys need to be doing. All right. I met with my son. That's something we do every year. We try to, at the first of the year, we hook up and talk about life and our journey. And I just really look forward to that. Well, he was telling me a story about Finley. You know, Finley's my grandson. He's 10. He says, "Dad, you'll like this story." And I said, "Well, okay." So he's telling me this story about Finley. He says, Finley said to him, "What did you like best about Christmas this year?" And one of the things my son says, "Well, I like it when we get in our pajamas and we go and we look at all the Christmas lights." And they drive around in their pajamas and look at Christmas lights. And then Finley said, "Well, I like it." He goes, "But I used to hate it." He goes, "What are you talking about?" Finley says, "I used to hate it. On Christmas morning, you would get the Bible out, and all the presents would be around the tree, and I would be mad because we had to hear you read the Bible before we opened the presents." He says, I hated it. And he goes, "But this year," he goes, "it was different." He says, "You were reading the Bible, and I didn't want you to stop." He said, "I forgot about the presents." He goes, "That was my favorite time this year." That's good right there. And then my son reminded me, "Remember, you used to read the Christmas story to us before we opened our gifts." And my son said the same thing. He goes, "I used to hate it too." I said, "You never told me that." But you see how it gets passed on? And now he's doing it. This is what I'm trying to help you see. We'll put it in there, it'll show up. And you know what? Here's another thing thought about that. You never know what your kids are thinking. My son didn't have any clue that was bothering him. You know, they're not going to tell you everything. But you keep putting it in there, it's going to show up. That was his favorite thing. I thought, boy, oh boy, that's pretty cool. All right. We've been talking about the heart, and also now we're starting out the new year with deception. And so, and the Antichrist, and you know, we're not going to be being big study on the Antichrist, but we are talking about the Antichrist. And we are talking about deception, because he is the one behind all of the deception. And so, the first coming of Christ was Christmas, the birth of Christ. That's the Advent. And a lot of people, a lot of even his family, didn't even recognize who he was. Jesus, when he came. All these declarations and prophecies and all this took place, and he didn't even know, a lot of people didn't even know who Jesus was at the first coming. But now the second coming, he's coming back, And God has given us His Word so we can know when He shows up. And that's what I try to say. I said, this church, people have connected here. Got to be connected. Can't, you know, I have some people say, oh, I go to Russell Road. They've been here twice in the past 5 years. They don't go to Russell Road. If you're connected here and you're serving here and you're receiving here in this church, Jesus is building His church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. That includes the lies from the Antichrist. You'll be able to know when Jesus comes back if you're up in this church. You with me? Because we're after it. Am I making sense? All right. So, we are going to get started here. We're going to look at our vision, and then we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6, and then we will get moving here. Happy New Year, everybody. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Now this is the love chapter. So a lot of translations put the word love in there, or some translations put the word charity. Charity's love in Greek. So love. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, rejoices in the truth. So love rejoices in the truth. All right. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. We thank You for everyone here. We thank You for the call on every one of our lives. And we thank You that You are calling us and putting our lives back together. Psychologically, sociably, physically, and spiritually, Your Word is calling us. That truth calls us and puts us back together, makes us whole. We thank You for that, Lord. Now help us to hear and receive all that You have for us today. In the name of Jesus, by the power and presence of Your Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. All right, you may be seated. Okay. So, we've been looking at this area of the heart, and we looked at how important love is. Remember, love is God's character. So God is love, right? He doesn't love, He is love. And remember, we can't love like God until we're born into His family. His love is supernatural. So really, you can't love, if you haven't been born again, it's not possible for you to love like God. Make sense? So we have to be born again in order to love like God, to be like God and to love like God. So now, he says, love does not rejoice in iniquity. Remember, what's iniquity is patterns in our life that can keep you in sin, passed on from your fathers as far back as 3 and 4 generations. And we all have patterns in our life that we have to continually break that don't line up with His will and His ways in our life. And see, that's the development we're all going to go through. We all have them, right? So just that's the Christian life. And so he says, but love rejoices in the truth. This word rejoice means to be hilarious. Hilarious. It means to be extremely happy. Joyful. So we should be extremely happy and joyful to receive the truth. We making sense? Literally, because the truth sets you what? Free. And that's what he's talking about here. When we have this love relationship with God, we love the truth. Because it really does set us free. And that's what God's people are. We should be free. Free to be who God created us to be. And that freedom comes from His love. Now, stay with me. Faith, hope, and love. Remember? Faith, Galatians 5:6, faith works through love. So our faith won't even work unless we're working it through love. His love, supernatural. Faith works through love. Hope. Hope is a joyful anticipation of good. A joyful anticipation of good. So we have to have hope, a joyful anticipation of good in the middle between our faith and love. Now love's over here. That hope is what gets us to the love. Without the hope, we don't get to the love. We give up. It takes more than just our faith to get us there. Are you catching this? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See that? Faith, hope, and love. Love is the target. Love is the goal. Agape love, not emotional love. There's five loves in the Bible. Storge, eros, philia, thermos. Thanks, Lynn. Thermos, and agape. And agape is the one that we're after, the God's love. So, that's where everything resides. Our healing, our wholeness is in that love. The power of God is in that love that we're trying to develop and get to. And that's where the character of God is, in that love. So now look at this. I like this. I was sitting in my chair one day in the morning and having my time with God, and he showed me, and I went to John 15:11, and it says, "These words I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." So, if we have that joy, we have the strength to get us to the love. See that? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now look at this. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hope. Joyful anticipation of good. So I'm in the middle now. I'm trying to get to that love. I have hope, but I have to have my joy to get me there. You see that? So now think about this. He says he sent his word. What's that joy based on? These words I've spoken to you. I have to obey what he says to me. And what's that mean? That means he's going to tell you how to respond to that person or your husband or your wife or your children. He's going to let you know how to respond to them. And he wants his love up in there. You have to obey that. And that's how his joy will remain in you. When you obey that, the joy is in, now the love's showing up in your life. Is this making sense? Now think about this. So joy is your strength. He says he sent his word, Psalms 107 verse 20, to heal us and deliver us from all destruction. His word is sent to deliver us and heal us from all destruction. Now think about this. If I'm obeying his word, it's joy. That song just said, his way is better. Now think about this. His ways are higher than our ways. Isaiah 55 says, that, in other words, his character is a higher standard. His ways are higher than our ways. You see that? When I begin to get his way, he puts my life back together. Because I'm hearing that word and I'm believing it. I'm putting my faith in it. And I got my hope in it, and it's getting me to that love. See this? So now, his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. For as the rain comes down from heaven and the snow and does not return there, but it waters the earth and makes it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. It shall not return to me void, empty, but it will prosper in the thing for which I have sent it, and then you will be let out with joy and walk in peace. That's the kingdom of God. You see, when you're getting his way in your life and you're receiving that and you're obeying that, that's what he's doing. He's putting your life together right in front of you. Are you getting that? He's bringing healing. You see that? He's healing us. We all need some healing. Right? All of us have these little isms and schisms and dysfunctions. Right? Well, I don't. Well, hang around here for a while. Some of them's going to show up. Are you with me? Is this making sense? Okay. I think that's good right there. Oh, it makes me happy. Because it's true. It is so true. If I do it his way, it just, everything starts, puts the dots together in my life. But if I don't, and I'm always resisting that, it's conflict and discouragement. So I have to learn to keep my hope and my faith so I can get to the love. All right. So, Antichrist. See, the love is the character of God. See, the problem in the world is the deterioration of character. And that's what the enemy does. He's doing everything he can do to destroy and deteriorate and contaminate God's character. You see that? He doesn't want you to have the character of God. Because when you have that character, you're being effective in helping other people. So that's why, to whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That in Romans 8:29, that image is the word character. You were born to have God's character and display it on your job, in your family, in your marriage, in your neighborhood. You're to show that image. And see, Satan, the devil, he wants to distort that image. And he's doing everything he can to contaminate that image. That's why divorce is such a big thing. Because marriage is a picture of the church, the bride of Christ, and church. And the church, you see that? The church is the bride. Christ is the groom. Married together. That's the character of God. And we're to display that. And when we display that, power. See that? Power. Real power. Character is being developed. You can't display that without development. That's why it's not easy being married sometimes. Right? Do I get an amen? But I wouldn't have it any other way. That was my better half right there. She says you have to do this and you have to do that. But that's okay. She doesn't say that really. But I'm telling you what, there's nothing beats marriage. No, there's not anything on this planet that even comes close to a healthy marriage. I'm talking to you live stream. You get God in the center of your marriage, you have paradise. Are you here? Listen to me. There's something, when he's in the middle of it, nothing compares to it. Nothing. That's why Antichrist, he's trying to come against that. Now, I talked on Christmas Eve about when Jesus came the first time, says he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God in Philippians 2:6. So, the word Antichrist means against, but it also means in place of. That's what the Antichrist wants. He wants to be in the place of God in your life. See that? So you don't display the character of God. He wants to be in that place. And that's what he wanted in heaven. He wanted to be like the Most High. Satan, Lucifer was his name in heaven. He wanted to be like the Most High. But he didn't have the character. Are you listening to me? And so God cast him out. And now he's here on earth trying to destroy the character of God in all of our lives. So we can't show and demonstrate the character of God. Because when we do, it changes people. You'll be working next to somebody on your job. They're in your workshop there, Bill, mechanics. You know, they may be, you know, you never know what's going to be in the work, in your, but they're watching you. They're looking. And when you have that character, they stay awake at night thinking about this person they're working with. What's he got? They'll never say anything. They'll say all kinds of things to get you to move away from it, but you hang in it. Next thing you know, they'll be wanting to know and asking. They'll be up in church with you. Amen. Because of this character and this love. Am I making sense? That's how it is. Because you're showing that image. There's nothing like it. Nothing compares to it. This love. You know, I've been with people this past year said, and, you know, I went and picked them up and showed them things, and they kept messing up, and I kept going back and picking them up, and they said, I've never had anybody love me like this. His image. You see that? We're to show his image, and it's through his love. You can't do it apart from Christ. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? Antichrist is trying to distort that image in your life. And that's what we have to understand. All right. He's behind this. His objective is to get humanity to make broad-scale decisions that move you away from God. Broad-scale decisions that move you away from God. Now look at this. Go with me to Matthew 24, 3 and 5. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? See, he's getting ready to tell us what the sign of his coming back, the second advent, the sign. What's the sign? Miracles and what? No, that's not it. Watch, watch, watch. And Jesus answered and said to him, take heed. This is the sign. Take heed. Be aware. Be awake. Listen up. Take heed that no one does what? Deceives you. This word deceive means you believe something to be true that's not. You're believing something to be true. That's a lie. You see that? That's what that's talking about. Now, that's the sign. See this? Now, I want you to go with me to 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11 real quick. We're going to... I went over these the last time I ministered. And we're going to go just do a recap, but then we got something else I want you to look at that's extremely important, okay? Now look at this. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be what? There's that word again, deceived. See this? What's it mean? You believing something's true that's not. Neither fornicators. Okay, what's a fornicator? Fornicator is a person who's having sex before marriage. See that? You may not even be thinking about marrying that person, but you're having sex and you've never been married. That's fornication. Here, let's take it to another level. You may not even have a woman or a wife or a husband. You may be dabbling in pornography and not be married. That's fornication. Pornography is one of the most subtle, evil things you can participate in. Are you listening to me? They have discovered 97% of people that commit murder, they find in their, they'll comb their life and their, what they were involved in, pornography. Think about that. That lets you know how evil it is. Now listen to me. Fornicators nor idolaters. Idolater is you putting something before God. You can put anything before God. You can put your family. You can put ministry before God. You can make ministry an idol. You can make your car an idol. You can make your family, your wife, your spouse, your children. God is supposed to be first. Amen? God, we've been talking about that all last year. Now, adulterers. Adulterer is a person or people that are married and they have sex outside the marriage. So, I had someone come in my office years ago and said, you know, I believe God's told me to go ahead and have relations with this person. And they're married. I said, that's the devil. I'm not being funny. I said that. I said, that is the devil speaking to you, and you're not listening to God, because God's not in that. Because he'll never tell you to do something like that. You see that? That's what adultery is. It's people are married, and now they're getting outside of the marriage covenant. And I'm going to tell you, if you participate in that, you are calling demons into your life to contaminate your life and the children that you're connected with. Demonic demons. So this is nothing to play with. Now look. Nor homosexuals. Homo, the word homo means same sex. Homo, same sex. So two men getting married and having sex, that's not even a marriage. But now look what's going on. What do you think's behind all that? Christ isn't in that. You see this? I'll probably get some mail again, but that's okay. But listen, same sex. Two women. You have those commercials today, they got them kissing and two women. You know, that's just to get everybody to buy in. And, you know, we want everybody included and to buy in, you know. That's not the way the kingdom works. So that's why there's a deterioration of the character of Christ. Do you see this? All right, look. Nor sodomites. Now look at this. Fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites. Those are all sexual problems to deal with your body. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you are a born-again believer and you're a believer, the Holy Spirit resides in you. And you're dragging him into this mess, well, this is going to cause big problems in your life. A lot of people wonder why a lot of people want the benefits of a redemptive life and redemptive areas in their life. They don't want to give up the problems that are keeping them from getting to the redemptive areas. Because see, the redemptive areas now Jesus is Lord in that area of your life. When he's Lord in that area of your life, redemption's taking place. Fulfillment and true joy is there, because that area of your life, whatever it is, has been redeemed.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.